answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dutton, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Well, welcome everybody to the Dave Hodges Common Sense Show. But unfortunately, Dave can't be with us tonight. He's been under the weather for about the last 2 days. But Katie Whalen and I are here, and we're going to carry on the show for him. And I've never done this before, so it should be a lot of fun. So bear with me, okay? And Katie will have her health segment, and then I'll do my news. And then at the top of the second hour, Dr. Paul Martin will be our guest host for Dave. And our guest is going to be Roger Brown. And he's the sociologist, and he'll be giving us his latest update on what Americans need to know about death squads. We've got plenty of those out there. And he'll explain why he calls Obama America's Pol Pot. And then he's going to be talking about the Black Dawn, Obama's biological attack on America. But for right now, let's go over to Katie, and Katie, take it away.
Well, good evening, Annie. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing great, and I'm excited. We've got it all by ourselves, huh?
I know. It's the girl show tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Almost. First hour. Okay.
Well, we're going to start out tonight with the health report, which we usually do in the third hour. So I'm going to jump right in, Annie, and you can jump in with your medical background, with any questions or anything, but tonight, I wanted to go over something that we kind of covered on the February 22nd show. Remember that show? That was the show on vibrational healing, energy and vibrational healing. And so that was sort of the opener. And then now we're going to get into something a little bit deeper. And I want to impart on people that medicine is alternative medicine is very different. We covered that last week. I went over alternative doctors, what they do, how they're trained, and just to get people comfortable with the whole idea of alternative medicine. And actually, it's to me, it's not alternative. It's actually mainstream. It makes more sense to me. But tonight, I wanted to go into something called bioresonance testing. And what it is and why it's so powerful. And I don't know if too many people have heard of it, but it's basically diagnosing and using protocols for therapy based on energy. People think that's hocus pocus, it's new age, it doesn't make sense, but actually it does make a lot of sense. It's a complete diagnostic breakthrough. I mean, it's not accepted in mainstream medical practices, but it is popular and being used more and more by alternative practitioners around the world, especially in Europe. And there's many reasons why. What is bioresonance testing? I'm going to get a little technical, but I'll break it down in layman's terms. It's a medical procedure based on the science of physics and not on the science of chemistry. So our modern medicine now is based on basically chemistry and pharmaceuticals and all kinds of things like that. But bioresonance science is a method of testing the body based on resonance principles of underlying energy and informational physiology as defined in physics. So in other words, we're pure energy, we're vibration. Our bodies are just a mass of energy, and we hold to various frequencies. Our every organ, every tissue, every system in our body, it has a particular frequency. And that's science. That's not hocus pocus. That's a fact. And so when these frequencies are altered or they're low, it tells us that the body or those particular symptoms within it are weak and diseased. So am I making sense so far?
It alters that frequency.
The disease.
And that's what makes you sick.
Yeah, well, if an organ breaks down or a system breaks down, and I'll get into that in a little bit as to why that would happen, the frequency of that system, the immune system, the respiratory system, or a specific organ, the frequency of that particular organ or system begins to lower. It alters. And so this bioresonance testing can actually read those frequencies and tell what organs, what functions, or what organs and systems are not functioning up to par. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. So there's a lot of top doctors, scientists in the field that are convinced that modern medicine based on chemistry will be forced to, and I find this really interesting. A lot of these alternative doctors, they know resonance testing. They know energy medicine so well that they believe that modern chemistry-based medicine is going to have to catch up, it's going to have to integrate, and it's going to have to adopt or it's going to be left in the dust. And as we go through this, I'm thinking next week we could probably do a part two because there's so much to this and it's fascinating. We'll find out why these doctors and scientists feel that chemistry medicine, modern medicine, is going to have to catch up. But one of the most popular and accurate forms of this bioresonance testing is called FCT, and that's called field control therapy. That's field control therapy basically means you're controlling the energy fields through therapy. So that's pretty self-explanatory there. But the science is based on, and this I love, this science, energy medicine, is based on innate intelligence. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what innate intelligence is, that is intelligence beyond our consciousness. So, meaning our bodies are pure energy, each and every cell is in motion, and it is the subconscious, the hardwired, and the pre-programmed part of us that is of God. So that's innate intelligence. Everything else is learned or assimilated by our environment. So this science taps into our innate intelligence. And our innate intelligence, because it is of God, is programmed for healing, and it is programmed to always be in an elevated state. So as we move forward, that'll all make sense. But this this testing that we do, the bioresonance testing, or the FCT testing, it shows that not only the most evident aggravated tissue, but it will show us the tissue all the way down the line of digression leading up to the most diseased or aggravated tissue. So if that doesn't make sense to you, I'll explain it. Basically, we were talking last week and some of the other shows about the concept of holistic healing. Rather than suppressive therapy, where you take a medication and you cover the pain, you suppress the symptoms, a holistic practitioner goes in and goes all the way down to the source. So I could have a migraine, but that migraine might be caused by stress. Well, that stress might be caused by low thyroid, and that low thyroid might be caused by, you see what I'm saying? So there's always that, there's always something underneath. And what holistic medicine does is it finds that root cause. And so sometimes the absence of symptoms, it does not always mean health or functionality. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, and so you're treating the cause rather than the symptoms as we do in regular medicine.
We're treating the cause, but we go deeper than the cause. Because the cause could be a chain of events that have happened basically over a lifetime. And that's what I'm going to get into on the next show, because we probably won't have time for this show. But like I said, one symptom that you have could simply be the outer symptom that your body's telling you. But if you go deeper and you do this energy testing, they can actually tell. The testing gives the practitioner an ability to find out exactly what organ is the cause of all those weak links in the chain. And so once I explain what field control therapy does, I actually had it done last week. It was quite fascinating. So I'm going to sort of explain what it is. The field control therapy was developed by a Russian doctor, Savuli Yurkovsky. He was a traditionally trained cardiologist from New York, and he had a practice, and he started to learn alternative approaches to cardiovascular health because he had been doing a lot of chelation therapy. Now, chelation therapy is something where it's a therapy where you go in and you actually cleanse. There's different methods, but you cleanse the body of heavy metals and toxins. So the chelation therapy seemed to work on removing mercury from the brain and different toxins that were causing illnesses. But he noticed that the patients who responded well to the chelation would, after several months, they'd start having their original symptoms back. So he did a blood test, and he was quite shocked to see the same toxic levels of heavy metals and some of the original things that were present. He realized that toxicity was being sequestered in organs and tissues. So he knew for long-term results that he was going to have to figure out a way to eliminate the toxins from the body permanently, not just move them from one site to another. So in essence, FCT allows the practitioner to identify key organs that are weakened, degenerated, stressed, inflamed, as well as what he called pernicious agents causing the distress. So there's what they call the triangle of pernicious agents. You've got toxins. We all know what those are. Heavy metals, industrial metals, environmental metals, drugs, chemicals. Then we
fluoride.
Have fluoride. Fluoride would be one of the toxins. Exactly. Then the toxins are at the top of the triangle. And then down at the lower left quarter, you have infections. That would be candida, bacteria, viruses, parasites, amoebas, flukes, whatever. And then on the other corner of the triangle, you have EMFs, electromagnetic field poisoning from cell phones, microwaves, computers, all that. And that is all around us all the time. So these three are synergistic in that they reinforce each other's hold on the body. For example, candida and other infectious organisms hold mercury within their structure, within a structure, and the EMFs drives the mercury and other metals deeper into the body. So I know I'm moving at a really fast pace. Is this making sense?
Yes. Excuse me. It's a new concept, so we have to really hear it, I'm sure, several mm-hmm. times, and that's why I'm glad you're going to do this again next week, so we yep. can reinforce and begin to understand, because it is new to us, a lot of us.
It is a whole different idea to medicine, and currently medical research has come to realize that toxicity does get stored in tissue, bone marrow, brain, and we've covered that in some of the other shows. Remember, I did the show on vaccines and mercury and aluminum and how it stays in the spinal cord. It'll stay in the organs, the brain. And that's what causes a lot of these, you know, ADHD and autism, things like that, just breakdowns. But nobody's devised a method to assess those tissues short of biopsy. So where the field control therapy excels, it allows the practitioner to look deep into the body, into organs and tissues. The testing is done with vials that contain a water into which an electrical frequency of healthy tissue is captured. Say, for example, brain tissue. It's placed on a metal plate a metal cord runs from the plate into a metal bar that the patient holds. If the signal coming from the patient's brain matches that of the vial, the healthy tissue, the body remains in a state of balance. If the signal coming from the body does not match that, then they know something's wrong. There's a stress response. So it's really a simple, simple form of testing. And then there's a whole protocol that goes along with it. So an informational medicine remedy is then prepared to support that tissue. So I've got some remedies coming. They're in the mail, and I'm pretty excited because I said I did get tested on some different things. I have Meniere's disease. It's an imbalance in the ear. And we found out it wasn't the eardrum. It was in the inner ear by doing this testing. And it's just absolutely fascinating. So you swallow a drop of this electrified water, since the body's made of water. When the patient swallows a drop of this water, the electrical signal it contains in is then dispersed throughout the water content of the body. And based on the principles of resonance, the patient's tissues then begin to vibrate at the healthy frequency. So I think people need to listen to this show over and over, but this, I know I'm covering a lot of ground. I'm going to cover it again next week, and then I've got a whole different angle for next week. But this energy medicine, to me, is it's fascinating in the sense that when you have chemistry, chemistry medicine, which is modern medicine, I think it's going to become a small part of diagnosing disease, and bioresonance is going to take a greater role as it's more precise, and especially because it's non-invasive. There's no needles, no biopsies, no chemicals, no machines, and it's less expensive. And so that is basically the rundown on bioresonance or energy testing and energy therapy. So your body is designed to say you have a organ that's not functioning, and they do the testing on you, and it's, say, your liver. Your liver is not, your frequency reading is not reading what a healthy liver should read. So when you take these drops with healthy tissue vibrations in them, I know this sounds crazy, but it's not. It makes so much sense. I saw it. It worked. You know, there are doctors all over the country who've written books all over Europe. This has been going on in Europe a long time. It's just coming over here now. There's absolute proof that this is effective medicine. But what would happen is, because I asked the doctor, Dr. Toshiro, who's working with me on this, I said, if the healthy tissue is up to a certain frequency, and the healthy tissue is, but your liver frequency is down below, and I take this drop of healthy this drop of healthy water that has the correct frequency in it, what would make why would that raise my vibration, the frequency in my liver? Why wouldn't it bring the other one down? Because he said that's innate intelligence. Our bodies are designed to heal. It won't go that way. I may be going over some people's heads, but listen to this over and over. I also have on my blog a great link, and it's about field control therapy, and they cover everything. So go to theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. Or you can go to the Common Sense Show and click on the hyperlink. Is my name hyperlinked this week? I didn't check. But there's a hyperlink to the blog spot. And there's Dr. Toshiro's information. But there's this great article by these doctors who explain all through the whole field control therapy program what bioresonance is. And I would encourage people to look into this. You can get a hold of Dr. Toshiro and see if there's, if you're in the Colorado area. Or, do you remember, Annie, last week we found healthgrades.com? that is a website you can go to where you can type in any kind of alternative doctor you're looking for, a chiropractor, a naturopathic doctor, and type in the city, and it will give you a list of doctors that are actually graded. And you can call their office and see if they do bioresonance testing and therapy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, or people can just Google the term. And two, I want you to tell us about some of the great products that you have.
Oh, yes. And actually, some of the essential oils, essential oils are my specialty. And essential oils are a pretty big part of field control therapy because they are based on, you know, they have very high frequencies and they're healing oils. But yeah, they are a part of this energy work, energy medicine. But I want to let people know, just as we head out of the segment, you can go to familyessentialshop.com, which is my shop. It's all about essential oils. They have a very rich history in helping people live healthier lives from the days of the Bible. I mean, there's big pharma and the modern medical system, but long before that, there were essential oils, and they strengthen your body, your mind, your immune system for a longer, healthier life. They have a protective mechanism. Essential oils are a protective mechanism of the plant, and they work on the human body much the same way by protecting us from bacteria, viruses, parasites. They have mood properties. They support the immune system, just overall wellness. I would encourage people to go, get out of the system, create your own home medicine cabinet. The human body, like I said, it's a healing machine. So give it the support and tools it needs. So please, I encourage you to visit me at familyessentialshop.com. You can call me at 720-630-3111. Or, like I said, Family Essential Shop. If you do call me, I can set you up with a 15 to 25% discount on all your orders.
Okay, well, thank you, Katie, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after these ads.
Thanks, Annie.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
And this is Annie DeRiso. Katie and I are sitting in for Dave tonight, who is a little under the weather, but he'll be back with us next week. He is getting better. And but, folks, I don't have to tell you that things are bad out there, really bad. The economy's on the verge of collapse. DHS and their minions are practicing for martial law. And the Russians and everybody else are threatening to nuke us. I mean, many think it's not a matter of if, but when American society unravels. And when that happens, there will be no 911 to call. You'll be on your own, and are you going to be ready? So I want to talk to you about our friend Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob can help you get ready for what's coming. I mean, very few of us realize that we are the most vulnerable at night, and this is where ReadyMade Resources comes in. Night vision is an essential part of everyone's survival kit. I mean, night vision allows you to see the bad guys at night, and they can't see you. You can drive at night without your headlights, and if you're bugging out, that's a huge tactical advantage to have night vision. And it can also be used for search and rescue. And Bob's PVS 14 Plus third generation is an auto-graded unit and it's the best in the world. And that's what Bob sells. So if the bad guy has it and you don't, you and your family will lose. But if you have night vision and the bad guy doesn't, the advantage shifts to you. So along with food and water, night vision is the most important ingredient, or one of the most important ingredients of anyone's survival package. And of course, ReadyMadeResources.com. offers the best in low-cost survival food because Bob sells the best survival food in the industry. You can mix it or match it, six cans to a case, and you get free shipping. So for every $100 of product that you buy, Bob is going to send you 15 pre 1964 silver dimes. They're real silver. So go online to readymaderesources.com and check out the product line, and then give Bob a call tomorrow at 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources has been in business for 19 years, and Dave Hodges really gives Ready Made Resources his highest recommendation. And then I have just gotten an email from a friend of mine who is in the airline industry, and he got an email from one of his co-workers. Now, this is a German news website, and it's been translated from German into English, and it claims that Andreas Lubitz was a Muslim convert. Now, this is on Spelsa, SPELSA.com. And so it says, according to Michael Mannheimer, a writer for German PI News, Germany now has its own 9/11 thanks to the convert to Islam, Andreas Lubitz. It says, all evidence indicates that the co-pilot of the Airbus machine, in his 6 months break during his training as a pilot in German wings, converted to Islam, and subsequently either the order of radical devout Muslims, or he received an order from what this calls the Book of Terror, the Quran, of his own accord, he decided to carry out this mass murder. And as a radical mosque in Bremen, B-R-E-M-E-N, is in the center of the investigation in which the convert was staying often, it can be assumed that he, as Mohammed Atta, in the attack against New York, received his instructions directly from the immediate vicinity of the mosque. And then it goes on. And so this is just the next episode. We've heard so many different stories. So many of us, I'm sure, in the beginning, we were really wondering, you know, really what's going on here. And so the beat goes on. Who knows what we'll find out tomorrow. But then for my news, George Orwell really said it best when he said, truth is treason in an empire of lies. Truth is treason in an empire of lies. Then as of April 2014, the FOIA documents report that 166,000 illegal convicted criminals have been released into the unsuspecting American population. ICE was forced to free 36,000 from detention. I mean, we were already holding them, and they were waiting for deportation proceedings, and they were told to leave the USA. Do you think they did? Nope, they were released. They're not being tracked or found, only when they rape, maim, or kill us. So to be sure to listen to Roger Brown in the last 2 hours as he explains why and how this is being done to endanger us all in the present and in the near future.
Well, isn't that interesting? Not surprising, but interesting. And my only comment to that, Annie, would be all you ladies out there, one more great reason to look into self-protection. Take your martial arts classes, look into getting concealed carry. It's almost like they're forcing us into this, but.
Yeah. And you know what works really good too, Katie? A can of wasp spray. I mean, that stuff foams out, it spreads out, it'll shoot 10 feet.
I keep one
by my front door.
I have heard that.
I swear. Yeah,
I prefer a 357 personally, but you know.
Well, I hear you there. A fully loaded 357.
Yeah, with plenty of classes. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to just go out and be willy nilly and stupid, but you know, especially the women, go out. Take classes, be comfortable with it. But my personal belief is I think everybody should have some way to protect themselves. So, and if it's wasp spray, Annie, you go, girl.
Well, you know, these illegals aren't being tracked, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of, you know, all of NSA's nefarious tracking that's going on, you know, with all the emails and the telephone calls and yada, yada, yada. We now have a new tracking system that's just blaring down the railroad track. I mean, big government's getting ready to track unvaccinated adults. This February, the National Vaccine Advisory Committee decided to push all adults to comply with the CDC's adult vaccination schedule. I mean, once finalized, Big Gov, your employer, community and religious organizations, when you walk into the grocery store, they're going to have a big sign, get your shots here. Religious organizations, they're going to be telling you to obey, bow down, put your hands up, and get your shots. I mean, the shots may be also made mandatory in order to keep your job or to enter a grocery store. I mean, the noose is definitely tightening around our necks. Wow. Katie, we have, what are we going to do? We can't let them do this to us.
This is true. This is amazing. I'm fairly certain that those who will not take the vaccines will be will be on the new terrorist list, will be considered a threat to society. So who knows? I mean, this is just crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. Talk about choice. You know, the women who want choice in aborting their babies, killing their children, everything is about choice, except when it comes to this. There's no choice. So kind of makes you wonder what's going on here. I want that choice. I want the choice not to have a vaccine. I don't want something put in my body that I know because of my research will kill me.
Yeah.
Or make me incredibly sick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, another one of the things that's going to be forced on us, Wisconsin police are beginning to forcibly take DNA for all misdemeanor convictions, not just for felons as before. And yes, I agree. I know DNA can be used to catch true criminals, and I definitely believe in that part of it. But it's a double-edged sword. I mean, the state claims that samples collected, you know, upon arrest, that they'll only be tested after establishing probable cause, and that if a suspect is never convicted, that after a year, the sample would be removed. I mean, do you really think they'll destroy that DNA, that part of us, that most private part of our being? I don't.
No, and it makes...
It'll add another death to mm-hmm. of a thousand cuts. Yeah.
And it makes me question the reasoning. What is the reasoning, the justification behind this? People don't question that. They just sort of go along with it, or they get upset about it. But what was the justification that these legislators or whoever decided this came up with this? And after probable cause, well, that's pretty ambiguous, isn't it? What's probable cause? Anything they want?
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. We've got another thing in Topeka, Kansas, the drivers and their passengers, not just the driver, but also their passengers, will be required to put their hands up during any police stop. I mean, that's going to be a pretty picture. Everybody's sitting in the car is full, and everybody's got their hands up. Oh, that's going to make them real happy. I mean, but the police say they're tired of their officers getting shot. They have lost 3 officers in 2 years. But I thought cops were supposed to make us feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we're to be policed like a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately do what we say. No questions, no explanation. Keep your mouth shut. We're the law. We have the gun. And you'll do what we say or you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hands up for not having your seat belt on. It's another death by 1,000 cuts.
Well, were they going to make us say, hands up, don't shoot?
Well, that's kind of what the article was alluding to, you know, which that was a whole farce in the beginning because Brown didn't have his hands up, and there's a video out there that shows him just beating this poor old black man to pieces continually. The black man gets up and starts trying to walk around, and they beat him to the ground again. And then a friend of Brown's comes over and beats the man up too, because they're trying to steal his backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And this man looked like he was about 70 years old and frail looking. I mean, so this hands up, don't shoot thing was all a farce.
It was
made up.
Total farce.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the big picture in all of this. How the moral picture, the societal picture, the cultural issue in how we've gone from Mayberry RFD to militarized police forces. Now, people are driving around in their towns and cities and they see their police cars, and so they don't notice it. It's the frog in the pot issue. But when you look at the bigger picture of how everything's transformed, I got an email earlier this week. It was interesting. Hat tip to Joe Allen. It was, have you ever heard of the Pelian principles, Annie?
No, how do you spell that?
P-E-E, I think I pronounced it right, P-E-E-L-I-A-N. And it's Sir Robert Peel. And he was the Home Secretary in Great Britain in 1842. And he wanted to create some sort of standard for police. And so he came up with 9 basic principles, known as the Pelian principles. And actually, a little aside, that's where the term Bobby came from, after Robert Peel. So they call police in England Bobbies. But many law enforcement agencies currently use these principles, and they were actually adopted here too. So listen to the contrast of these 9 principles. I'm going to read them off quick. Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, these 9 principles of policing. So the number one, the basic mission for which the police exist is to prevent crime and disorder. Number 2, the ability of the police to perform their duties is dependent upon public approval of police actions. Okay, so as I'm reading these, remember where we are now from the basic foundations of where the concept of policing came from. Number 3, police must secure the willing cooperation of the public in voluntary observation of the law to be able to secure and maintain the respect of the public. Number 4, the degree of cooperation of the public that can be secured diminishes proportionately to the necessity of the use of physical force. Number 5, police seek and preserve public favor not by catering to the public opinion, but to constantly demonstrating absolute impartial service to the law. Number 6, police use physical force to the extent necessary to secure observance of the law or to restore order only when the exercise of persuasion, advice, and warning is found to be insufficient. Number 7, police at all times should maintain a relationship. This is crucial. Police at all times should maintain a relationship with the public that gives reality to the historic tradition that the police are the public and the public are the police. The police being only members of the public who are paid to give full-time attention to duties which are incumbent on every citizen in the interest of community welfare and existence. Wow. Annie, there's still 2 more. Number 8, police should always direct their actions strictly towards their functions and never appear to usurp the powers of the judiciary. And number 9, the test of police efficiency is the absence of crime and disorder, not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with it. Have we come a long way?
Well, yes, we have, because the opposite of everything that you just said, I think we called it the Gestapo.
Yeah. So we definitely have, and we've allowed it to happen, but boy, is that night and day. I mean, I grew up under Andy and Mayberry police, so it's pretty scary stuff.
Oh, I know. We grew up not even locking our doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's, yes, yes. Talk about the good old days. Well, I have one last item.
Oh, goody.
And it's what I call my fun news. Because remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how the Nobel Peace Prize Committee was in trouble for awarding Obama the Nobel Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. You know, he had only been in office 9 months and, you know, he hadn't really done anything in life yet. You know, well, now North Korea. Yes, I know North Korea and everything that goes along with that. But North Korea's state-controlled media is slamming Obama for his nuclear weapons policy because actually he's violating the UN's treaty. Of course, again, here, UN treaty, that could be another show, on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons by keeping almost 3,000 nukes at the ready. You know, we don't want Iran to have nukes. We've got nukes. Everybody else has got nukes. You know, this is a very complex problem that the world has. And also North Korea went on to say that it would be best for Obama to return his Nobel Peace Prize, which was won on the grounds of absurd lies. And to me, this coming out of North Korea is so ironic. I mean, it sounds like the pot calling the kettle black to me. Uh-huh. And again, I quote George Orwell, truth is treason in an empire of lies. Mm-hmm. And I think Hillary Clinton is lying through her rotten teeth about these emails. Katie, what do you think?
Annie, I couldn't have said it better myself. Oh my goodness, yeah. We're living in the Twilight Zone, so we just have to keep our eyes up on the Lord and just chuckle the way through, because yeah, this is pretty wild, pretty bizarre.
Yes, it is. And we may as well call, if she wins this election, we may as well call the Hill, the Capitol, Mena, Arkansas, because this is the same MO that the Clintons have worked with and for since Mena, Arkansas, when they set it up as the drug cartel. You know, our agents, you know, go out and are entertained with booze and prostitutes that is paid for by the drug cartels who they're supposed to be investigating.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how these people sleep with themselves at night. I don't.
Well, they're laying down with dogs and they got up with fleas.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy stuff. It's all theater to me, though. It's, oh my goodness. Can you imagine? Two Bushes, two Clintons, if that happens.
Gosh, and Obama twice.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We're getting what we deserve.
Praise God. That's all I can say is praise God, yeah. Annie.
people won't get up off their couches and quit watching TV long enough to get out and do something about it.
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable.
You know? Yeah, the frog.
But that's what this show is all about. This show is about disseminating the information, giving people hopefully information and options to, at what point are people going, at what point are they going to do something? But I think, and I've talked to Dave about this before, what can you do? Because no one's really listening. Everybody's bought off. So it's all about coming together in communities, I guess. It would just be our communities, finding a social network that will support you and doing what you can.
There's going to be a tripwire somewhere, whether it's Jade Helm or whether we protest when they try to take our guns away, try to give us vaccinations. There's going to be a tripwire somewhere. And I really, I don't want to see it happen, but I have a fear. I admit my fears that we will have a revolution in this country, and it's not going to be pretty if we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. I have no really good answer.
I want to believe, Annie, that when push comes to shove, people will all of a sudden snap out of it and say, enough is enough. And yes, it probably will get ugly. But I do have faith in enough people that at some point it's going to be enough is enough. And people will push back and people will protect their families and their neighborhoods and their communities and say, enough is enough. Doesn't mean it's going to get ugly, but, you know, we still have to do what we can do. And then leave the rest up to the Lord. That's my personal feeling on that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All the killing of all the religious people, the Christians. There was a show on TV tonight. I recorded it, but I caught a few minutes of it. You know, the killing of the Christians overseas in the Middle East and. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, before I get away from here, our guest next week is going to be Patrick Wood, and he'll be giving us all the updates on transhumanism. Mm. And that's rolling along, coming down the track very fast, too. It's something we really have to keep our eye on. There's good things about it. There's bad things about it. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I mean, are we just all going to shrivel up and our brains are going to become as big as the little E.T. Grays and we have no body, we have no strength? What is the future of mankind? We're changing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're changing pretty fast.
Yes, we are.
But that's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we're going to take a break now, folks, and we will be back with Paul Martin. And he's going to interview Roger Brown. So get ready for this. This is going to be more information you've not heard before. So we'll be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.